Welcome to the Friends of Bacardi podcast. You've got Brad Mell and Chris Walker. Now, this is our first podcast of 2026, and it's kind of something that we've done the last couple of years now, is where we have a little bit of a look back on the previous year, just sort of talk about everything that the charity's done and some of the developments and everything like that, really. And I think just before we do that, let's start with a news piece that I think is really interesting, and you might have seen it on the blogs. I know Chris has certainly written about it, but we've not talked about it on the podcast. So could you maybe just talk us through the water tanks? That's quite a recent development for the school, isn't it? The installation.
Yeah, this is something that came about through a former student of the two Bacardi schools who's clearly done reasonably well for himself. And he decided to put some funds into the schools. And the main thing that he decided to do was for both schools was to get a borehole, a solar powered pump and a tank, a water tank, and then some piping for taps around the buildings and for the teachers and the students. And I just thought it was a good thing to highlight that particular donation from him. It was unexpected. Both the schools sent me messages to say, you know, what it meant for them and how it would improve things for the students and for the staff as well. It's a really good donation.
Yeah, definitely. Is that how you found out about it then? Because you're in contact with the schools quite regularly now, aren't you? So is that just something they updated you on?
Yeah. They told me about it, and then I just asked, am I all right to raise this on the blog, and could you put me in touch with the guy who did the donations? And they said yeah, and he agreed that it's fine for me to post about it and post some pictures of him and go through it all. So I was delighted to do that.
You mentioned there that the schools have said how it's going to be significant for them and, you know, important and something that was definitely needed. I think you go into that in a little bit of detail in the post online, which people can read. But yeah, just maybe talk it through, because obviously, you know, we say things like, you know, installing, you know, the borehole and getting the taps working and stuff like that. It's obviously things that we take for granted here, but, you know, how much of a difference is that going to make?
Oh, I think it's quite a lot. I mean, the borehole that they've been using was one that I'd managed to get installed, you know, over 30 years ago. And I think it outlived its useful life, really. And the water that was coming out of that was not good. And I think the borehole was rusted. And so they were desperate for new ones. And when I was asking them about what the school wanted, both of them said, as well as sort of good power and other things, they both said improve water supply. So this guy came forward and offered to help, and there it is. I mean, obviously, it's good for things like for drinking water, for hygiene for the students, for cooking and washing and stuff for the staff. So yeah, it's rather than traveling a long way to the next nearest borehole and having to cart it all the way, having the tap put in somewhere nearby means it's a lot easier for the people to use.
Yeah, sounds fantastic development. As we move into the roundup of the year and so talk about what the charity's done, everything like that, I know in your written review of the year, you did separate it into various different topics. And one of the things was, I guess, updates from the school. So obviously this water installation will be a significant update. Let's maybe start with that. What other things have we had directly from the school, you know, across this year that they've updated us on?
Mostly it's things like activities at the school. So in the first 6 months, there are things that the schools have been involved with. Yeah, so for example, Bacardi Secondary School learners competed and won in the modern dance category at the recently held Cluster Annual Sports Science and Arts Festival. They qualified for the district annual festival to be held next term. And there's a picture of one of the staff and some of the students on a stage. But there's also like prize giving day at the primary school, students going off on leave from the end of terms and returning to the schools afterwards. Usually there's like sports and things that have been going on in the area. There's also some new security measures at the secondary school, the fence being put up around the school. There's quite a few things been going on. And then in addition to that is the preparation for installing the new power supply to the school building, which I've not yet got confirmation and details of from Mr. Chizenia about that. So we raised the money, we provided it to the school. They've spent most of it on what was needed to get the preparations done, and then all we're waiting for now is the connections from ZESA, which is basically from the admin block, which has power to the other school buildings.
And I know that if you think back to this time last year, we were having a bit of a look ahead to 2025 then, and because I think we did the three episodes over Christmas, I think, if I remember rightly.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, and one of them was, we were saying basically the main aim for this year is essentially getting that power supply installed, because that was what the school has said was required. And I guess, as you're saying there, it's not quite finalized, but it's more or less there, isn't it?
It is definitely in progress. I would expect in the early part of the school year, which I believe begins on the 13th of January, in the early part of that term, I would expect that connection should be finished, and then I will get all the stories and images and what have you from Mr. Chizenya about that.
Which, that is fantastic, because that was the big goal of the year, really, and that's been achieved. And, you know, I think that is definitely something worth celebrating. We've sort of been doing that throughout the year. You've had various events and stalls and things like that, which has all contributed. Yeah. Do you want to maybe focus on, I guess, maybe your side of that story and how that has happened? Because I know we've told it throughout the year, but putting it all together, because like you say, to meet the aim is a fantastic achievement.
Yeah. I mean, we've had as you talked about, we've had a number of things where we've managed to raise money for the school for various things. Obviously, the big ones for us were the Open Day and Community Day last year. I mean, we had to stall both days and raise a good amount of money. So we raised enough to cover at least cover the cost of the connection from ZESA, which was $500, I believe. So all the various bits of fundraising we've done, either from individual donations or from buying merchandise or just doing whatever they need to do to give us money for the supply. I mean, we had things like football shirts signed from players, so we were able to auction those or raffle them off or whatever, and then they raised money between the two of them. So those are the two big ones that we did, and we're obviously already planning for the next one that's coming up in March this year.
Yes,
so we'll have a stall at that, and hopefully have some things to sell and raffle.
Yeah, absolutely, and lots of other sort of donations have come in through the year. I know we haven't mentioned Kieran yet, but Kieran Forrest has been a fantastic partner to have this year, which we can talk about in a second. But he donated that football, didn't he, as well?
Yeah, still got it.
Yeah, and also, do you want to maybe just talk about the newer donations, I think, towards the end of the year? Because I think there was another one, wasn't there? So was there some sort of like early years equipment and books and things like that?
Yeah, the books came from one of my work colleagues, and I actually got some more that I've not yet photographed and posted on yet. The early ones are more sort of primary school, lower primary school books, and then the later ones are more sort of upper end of primary school. So they could go. They're like a mixture of textbooks and just general books for students to use and teachers to use for maths and English mostly. And then the early learning stuff came from another one of my colleagues who wanted to remain anonymous, but she donated. It's just like toys for kids who are about 3, 4, 5, that kind of thing. And she's promised me that one of her, either a relative or a neighbour or something, has got more things to give. And I think this is going to be one of the developments for the charity next year or this year now. Different types of donations, not just financial, but actual things that might be useful for people in the school and local community.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we just circle back then to what we were chatting about before? Carry on with maybe the rundown of the year, because like I say, we've had the events that we've talked about, but there has been sort of plenty more. I think, should we maybe have a quick word on Kieran again and what he's been doing? Because I think he's just been instrumental to all of this.
Yeah, I mean, Kieran, as we mentioned in the first half of the year, Ewan came to us. He met us at one of the, I think it was the Opendale Community Day. I don't remember which off the top of my head. At Scunthorpe United, and he introduced himself. And he brought his mother with him, who was a Zimbabwean lady. He'd been interested in what we're doing and wanted to introduce himself. And discussions took place, and he's become a significant participant and donor and potential trustee when we do finally get the charity status. Yeah, so he's put a good amount of money into the Friends of Pakati thing. So we're absolutely delighted to have him on board.
Yeah. It's fantastic. And also as well, he's using, you know, his business, his sort of day-to-day job to help us with that charity status, which is all ongoing and, you know, hopefully will be done within the start of this year, really.
As the useful thing for that, before we do it, we've got Shalom setting a charity up. And so I'm keeping my eye on what she's been doing, so that when we get to sit down together and really get on with this, we'll have a good sort of template to use.
Yeah, and Shalom as well, of course, a regular donor, but she's been very helpful. You know, we've done an interview with her recently, and she's setting up her own charity, as we know, as people that have listened to that episode will know.
Yeah.
But they're all, like as you say there, it's all feeding into each other, you know, what we can learn from her, what she can learn from us. It all helps. Yeah.
Yeah, which is why we're trustees on each other's charity.
Absolutely. So it's been a very, I would say, successful year. You know, I think, you know, good amount of money raised. We've met the goal, which I think is always your key thing if you can meet your aim for the year.
Yeah.
Shall we have a little look ahead towards 2026 then, and what we're going to be talking about this time next year? Because I feel like this is going to be a big year for Friends of Pakati. I feel like it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, the really big thing for us will be to crack on with the charity status, because that opens up lots of other doors. It opens up for things like grants and more significant donations, but also things like tax relief and all sorts of things, gift aid, I think it's called.
Yes.
Every pound that gets donated, we get 25 pence or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so it does kind of things. So we'll have more funds to play with. We'll have more things that we can actually do, and we'll keep going back to the school and say, "What do you think you really need, and what can we help with?"
Well, that's the thing, because obviously a big part of 2025 was that power, getting that installed. As you say, that's pretty much there, and we'll certainly be sharing those stories within the next month or so as to, you know, what that's looking like. Have you had any indication yet, or is it too early as to what the next big thing is for the school, or, you know, where do we go next?
I think one of the next big things it was something we were hoping to do as well, but it will be the get Wi-Fi in the area, in the school, at both schools.
Yes.
And so obviously you get more full use of the IT systems that we've sent.
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and obviously we'll be looking to see if there's any organizations interested in donating new computers for us with the possibility of another trip out later in 2026.
Yeah, there's also a few other little things that we're sort of working on that's not I guess for the overall school, but I remember when we were chatted to, I think the first time I met Kewan and his family, when we were in the meeting room at Glanford Park, and we were talking about how it'd be, I guess, good to learn from each other's cultures and things like that, and we talked about things like recipes and stuff like that, didn't we, and potential sort of educational projects that could maybe be put in place. And I know we've talked about maybe on here, what you might have noticed on this particular podcast is that the music was not on it at the start or the end. Reason for that being is I'm in the process of getting these podcasts put up onto Spotify, and I don't want them to get copyright flagged. Simple as that, really. But it is a bit of an opportunity in the sense of, can you remember how we talked before about maybe seeing if we could get the kids at the school to sort of create something for us? I know you talked about the sport and arts festival a little bit earlier. So I think that's just a little thing, isn't it? But we're hoping that we can maybe get a theme or a bit of music made by some of the kids actually at the school.
Yeah, that's a possibility for sure, yeah.
Yeah. So that's just sort of one little thing. And yeah, and then there'll be a couple of other merchandise products is probably the wrong word, but...
Yeah, that's a discussion we can have with Ewan
and various partners of Scunthorpe United and everything.
I also have a possibility of somebody to help us with creating new things to sell. So when I get more information on that, I'll post about that. There's something else I'd like to mention. Really, it's the help and support from the football club, from Scunthorpe United, from the various individuals, which has been tremendous. You know, I was delighted to talk to James Moody about it the other week on a recent podcast, who is now, of course, the general manager. You know, I'm hoping that we can sort of reciprocate in a way by publicising the good stuff that they've been doing for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Scunthorpe have been really closely related to this project right from the start, haven't they?
Very much.
And that stretched through various eras and chairman and all sorts of things, hasn't it, with the club? You know, it's certainly been an ongoing relationship. So, yeah, it's definitely always worth highlighting that.
Since we started, really, in 2019.
Yeah, I think that's it, really, for this one, isn't it? I say a very successful 2025. I think a lot of promise for 2026 with hopefully the charity status and the projects that's happening over there and a few other bits and pieces this side as well. Obviously, we'll keep you all updated. And thank you for listening. Thank you for donating. And we'll see you soon.